2 Corinthians chapter number 5 tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 14. The Bible says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. All things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not, and thank God for this, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation." I want to preach tonight, if God will be our help, on a new creature. A new creature. Now, what is a new creature? It's a creature that's been made new. A creature that's new. I mean, something that's new, we know what something new is. That's something that hasn't ever been before. Amen. And the Bible teaches us here in Christ Jesus, we become new creatures. Praise God. He said that Christ's love constrains us. Amen. And it kind of holds us together and points us in the way that we should go, realizing that Jesus died for us, and that if one died for all, then we're all dead. So the Bible teaches us here that yes, Bible says we were all dead in our trespasses and sins. Amen. We were all dead in sin. And that we died in him that we might live again. Verse 15, he's talking about that we must believe on Lord Jesus Christ in order to live and have that newness of life. Amen. There's a whole lot of people, as I was saying, have a head knowledge of Christ, but they don't believe on Christ as their Lord and Savior. He's somebody that they know, that they've heard about. Amen. But let me tell you a secret. I've heard about the devil and his deeds too. But that don't make him my Savior. He's going to take me just as far away from the goodness and the righteousness of God as he can get me. And he'll take you in the same place if you'll let him. But praise God, I'm glad that I became a new creature. He said that he died for them and rose again. What did Christ do? He died for the sins of the world and he rose victorious on that third day. Praise God, he would ascend up to heaven to set the right hand of the Father. Praise God for you and for me, to make intercession for us. He said, "Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after flesh, yet now henceforth know him no more." He said that man that we knew, praise God, in the flesh, now we know him spiritually. Amen. Christ Jesus becomes our spiritual brother, praise God, in God the Father. Amen. And he says, therefore, because of it, because of what's happened to us, we're not that one that we used to be, but we're a new creature, a new creation in Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Listen, there's a whole lot of things that I used to do that I can't do no more. Christ took, praise God, he changed my want to's. Amen. I've told you before, it used to, hunting was the only thing I thought about. I'm just being honest. I lived and breathed hunting, deer hunting, turkey hunting, fishing, whatever I could get started on, praise God, I like to do it. But praise God, when God Almighty began to touch my heart, he began to take that away and he put in new. Now, I still like to do those things, don't get me wrong. Brother Junior, next time you go, praise God, don't forget to call me. But he goes a lot of time without me. I still like to do that, but there's something in my heart that's more dear than that, more dear than the deer. Amen. And it's Jesus Christ, my Savior, praise God, in the hope and the help and the confidence I have in him. To do the, as Jesus would say, to do the work of the Father while it's still day, while we still have an opportunity to do that. That's what Paul would say this in verse 17. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ. Now notice the stipulation, if a man be in Christ, praise God. You're not a new creature outside of Christ. Outside of Christ, you're just as lost and undone without God as you can be. Amen. You're just destined for hell. You're alienated from God. You need a reconciliation plan, praise God, and you ain't got it. But thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is. Now, it didn't say he might be, and he didn't say he could be, and he didn't say he ought to be, but he said he is a new creature, praise God. I'm glad, amen, I'm not the man I used. Now, I'm not the man I'm going to be because Jesus is still working on me. The Holy Spirit of God is still speaking to me. The holy right of God is still ministering to my soul. I'm glad tonight, church, that we can have a teachable spirit, that God is still working on you and I. You say, well, preacher, what's that? That ain't very much. That ain't very special. I want to say that's a very special thing. If you'll look around us today and see all the folk that have come through here that claim to be Christians and are out there in the world living like the devil, living for themselves, living in sin, praise God, with no thought about God. You say, what's the difference between them and us? God's still working on us. Amen. He's still speaking to our hearts. He's still drawing us, praise God, to this little place on the hill where we can come and be filled with His Spirit and learn of Him, praise God, so that He can help us to draw us closer than we've ever been, looking for the glorious day of His appearing, which coming in just a moment of time. Amen. I'm expecting Him any minute. You see the things that's escalating, these wars and rumors of wars. Even yesterday, I was talking about some places that was lining up on the borders of other countries, just a powder keg waiting to explode. All they need somebody to light the fuse, and it'll be on. Praise God! But God said, Jesus said, it'd be like that in the last days. But praise God, I'm glad He said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, He said, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. He said, it's coming to favor pretty soon when Jesus Christ is going to step out on the clouds, glory, hallelujah, and He's coming to get that new creation, that new creature in Christ Jesus. Who is that? That's me and that's you. Amen. Those that are born again in Christ Jesus. He said, old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Praise God, that literally means to be caused to be. He said, old things are being caused to be brand new. Amen. Praise God. Jesus is making things new. So that new creature, that new creation, praise God, that Jesus Christ, that's made in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Glory, hallelujah. Now let me just tell you something tonight. A new creature, praise God. There's some aspects to our Christianity. There's some aspects to being that new creature in Christ. And I'll give you about five of them right quickly tonight. I'm just going to give you some scripture. Praise God, because the scriptures speak and say volumes above anything I've got to say. Amen. If you want to know anything, praise God, hey, you don't need to ask me, ask God. In the volume of the book, He said it's written of Him. He's got the answers if we'll just believe Him. Amen. So we see a new creature, praise God, and we see a new creature because there's an exercise of new faith. Amen. That's how you become a new creature. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26, the Bible says this. He said, for you are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. How do we become children of God? By faith in Christ Jesus. Now, I'm glad the Holy Ghost of God. I got to think about that this morning in the study. I about had me one of them spells. I got to think about that. It said, for ye are all. Now, that's every one of us, praise God, that believe on Lord Jesus Christ. But praise God, that for ye are all children of God by faith. I'm glad it didn't just leave it right there. The Holy Spirit right there could have left it right there. We could have said, for ye are all children of God by faith in, praise God, a fire hydrant. Amen. Or you could all be in faith in whatever you want to put in right there, and that could be your God. But I'm glad, praise God, the Holy Ghost of God didn't leave it there. I'm glad He said, praise God, for ye are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. I will say, praise God, He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to Father but by Him, and I'm glad it's that way. Amen. I'm glad Christianity now, it's not a confusing thing. It's not a hard thing. It's not hard to figure out. It's just faith in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Praise God. That is salvation. That's being born again. That's that exercise of a new faith, praise God, in a new creature. A new creature with a new exercise. Amen. Praise God. An exercise of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I say that to say this. We're going to have to, and the days are coming, Lord God, listen, children, we're going to need faith more than we ever have. We're going to have to put our faith and our trust in the Lord, praise God, because we're seeing that, just like Brother Jeff said, we're coming to a time even doctors can't figure out what's going on with the human body. But I want to tell you, on the authority of God's Word, Brother Kevin, that Jesus knows it all. Amen. He said we're fearfully and wonderfully made. Praise God. He knows every cell. He knows where we're at, what we need. Talking to a boy the other day, and he said, you know what? I've been sick for a long time, but he said, you know what? I still believe God's going to heal me. He said, I believe in faith the Lord's going to touch me. I said, well, praise God, brother, just believe on. Praise God. They told him over 2 years ago he'd be dead in a little while, and he's still there. He said, I don't have much of a testimony. I'd say, glory, hallelujah. I'd just say, nigh, 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 devil, I'm still here, praise God. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I'm glad God Almighty, praise God, knows exactly where we're at and knows exactly what we need. And I'm still glad that through faith in Jesus Christ, praise God, it makes a difference. Amen. An exercise of faith, a new faith that God gives us. In Romans chapter number 5 and verse number 1, he said, therefore, being justified by faith. That word justified means just as if we had never sinned. Now the Bible teaches us, we know it, that we've all sinned to come short of glory of God. But he said that therefore being justified by faith, he said faith, praise God, justifies us before God. Makes us just as we ever said. We put our faith in Jesus Christ. Therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Ain't it amazing how Jesus just keeps coming around? Amen. Praise God. It's just hard to find anything in here that don't involve Jesus. All the good things, the Word of God, all the good things that happen to people of God, amen, come through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Praise His holy name. Amen. He said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God, peace with God, peace with God, amen, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. How do we get it? Through Jesus. Amen. Ain't no other way. No other way to have peace in this world without Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Seems like we need to be leaning on Jesus, don't it? Seems like we need to be looking to Jesus to author and finish our faith. Praise God to help us finish well. God, we need to put our faith and trust in Him. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 8, you say, well, why? Because, praise God, the Bible, Hebrews chapter 6, 11 verse 6, he said, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him, who God. Amen. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen. We can't be pleasing to Him without faith. You say, well, what is faith? It's believing what He says. Believing who He is. Amen. I don't have a problem with that, do you? Amen. I know Jesus Christ is real, praise God. Amen. I believe that we celebrated Christmas and hey, He was born on Christmas, praise God. He was born. He was born of a virgin. He's born in Bethlehem, Judea, praise God. He grew up to be a young man and teach in the synagogue. He grew up to be a young man and died across a Calvary, praise God. And after 3 days, got up victorious over death and the grave. And praise God, now He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. To make intercession for you and me, praise God. He said, but without faith it's impossible to please God, to please Him. He said, for he that cometh to God, that's me and you, amen. Amen. For he that cometh to God, me and you, must believe that He is. Amen. I believe it, don't you? I believe that God is God. And I believe that Jesus is God. And somebody told me the other day, well, preacher, I just don't understand this. It's confusing to me. I said, what don't you understand? He said, well, God said that He's God. And He's only God. And praise God. But you try to tell me that Jesus is God. Now, I just let him talk on for a while. And I said, the Bible says, Jesus said, I and the Father are one. Amen. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. One. Amen. Praise God. I don't have no problem with that. Amen. God Almighty, praise God, is God. Jesus Christ is God. The Holy Spirit is God. Now, I have a harder time with the Holy Spirit of God than I do with the Son of God. Amen? Because the Holy Spirit of God is God's Spirit that transports between heaven and earth, praise God, and between me and you, but yet He lives in us. Hello? He abides in us. He indwells us. He comes in, takes off His shoes, and sets up housekeeping in us. Amen. Praise God. That's how we become a new creature, through the Holy Spirit of God. He said, if we're led of the Spirit, praise the Lord, how can something lead you? Because He's in you. Guide you and lead you and show you the way that you need to go. Amen? Praise His holy name. It's not complicated. He said, he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a, now watch this, a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You know why we don't ever see God? Why we don't ever really feel His presence? Sometimes we do. It's like a hit and a miss thing. Amen? Come on now. You might as well raise your hand and say, oh me. It's a hit and miss. I mean, these times, praise God, God just there. We expect Him. We're looking for Him. Praise God, He shows up. And boy, we just get a blessing, become a blessing. But right here's why we don't see it in a regular fashion. It said, He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I've been thinking about that today. What does diligently seeking Him mean? Webster's 1828 dictionary says diligently means to mean with steady application and care. That's what diligently means. He says we need to be seeking Him with a steady application and with care. Amen. Like we're seeking that we might find Him. And He said, if we'll seek Him, we'll find Him early. Amen. Because He's there already. In a relationship between you and Him, the only thing that's missing is you, is us, is me. Amen. He's always wanting to be there. He's our Heavenly Father. Praise God. He's the sweet Holy Spirit. So we have it through an exercise of faith, praise God, we begin to see the Lord Jesus Christ. We begin to realize and recognize ourselves as a new creation, new creature in Christ. And when we begin to exercise our faith in Christ, praise God, we begin to enter into a new family. You didn't realize when you got saved you was going to enter into a new family. In John chapter number 1, John chapter number 1, in verse number 11. Well, I've lost John 1. Here he is. John chapter number 1, verse number 11. Said, He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. That's what's happened today. He's coming to whosoever will, and ain't no paying no attention to Him. They won't receive Him. So He came to His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on His name. How do you become a son of God? By believing on the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. There's only one way. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. We must be saved. Only one way. Praise God. But as many as received Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, to them gave He, Jesus Christ, power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on His name, Lord Jesus Christ. That's the difference. That's where the rubber meets the road. So we enter into a new family relationship in Christ Jesus. Now John would go on in 1 John chapter number 3. In verse number 1, he said, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. And now watch this, verse number 2, he said, but beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know, I'm glad I know, ain't you? But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. That's personally, that's face to face. That's in person, praise God. He said, so we see that we've entered into a family relationship through Christ Jesus, our Savior. Bless His name. Glory. Glory to God. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? I'm glad I got a new family. My family gets bigger and bigger. Amen. We gathered together last night up at Rogers, and all the family was there. And our houses ain't big enough no more. Amen. We got the children and the grandchildren. Now we're getting great-grandchildren. Mom's got great-great-grandchildren. And praise God, it's just overflowing. But that's all right, praise God. The family's getting bigger. I want to say the family's getting bigger in heaven. Amen, praise God. Because of a new creation, because of a new creature, praise God, that we're entering into a new family relationship. Praise God. And in that new family relationship, praise God, there's an experience of a new fellowship. Amen. We get a new fellowship in Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 9 says, God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So we're called into a fellowship with Jesus. And He said, God is faithful to call us into fellowship with His Son. But we might be reconciled unto Him into a fellowship with Jesus, our Savior. Praise His name in 1 John chapter number 1. Praise God, the Bible says this in verse number 3. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy... He said, you want to have full joy, praise God, just believe on that. That your joy may be full. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad I've got joy in my heart because I know who Jesus is. And I have fellowship with Him. Praise God. Because I've been made, it brought into fellowship with Him. He goes on verse 6 and says this, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Praise God. We have fellowship, praise God, we have peace in our fellowship because what Christ is doing in our physical lives. Amen. What He's doing because we are a new creature in Christ. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. Praise God. I'm glad. I'm glad I'm a new creation. I'm glad I'm not that person I used to be. Amen. And because of that, not only am I in an experience of fellowship, praise God, but we're enjoying a new freedom that we've never had before. In John chapter number 8, the Bible says this. John chapter number 8, verse number 32, the Bible said, verse 31, it said, then said Jesus to those Jews which believe on Him, if you continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed. Verse 32, it said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And they answered him, we are Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Verse 34, Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. It's a Son, therefore. Now watch this. That's Jesus. Amen. The Son is Jesus. He said, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Amen. Praise God. Said, if you got Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, you've been made free in Lord Jesus Christ, then you are free indeed. You're no longer in the bondage of this world. You're no longer in the bondage of sin, praise God, to do what sin would have you to do. Amen. Praise God, you've been made free, you've been set free from bondage to live in the liberty of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. He would go on in Galatians chapter number 5, verse number 1. Paul would say this to the Galatians. He'd say, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us, now watch this, made us free. I mean, you could point at yourself when you say that, made us free. Amen? Made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. That's what's happening in the world today. There's so many people that get in, they hear, and they begin to believe, but their faith, they don't have faith rooted in the Word of God, and the first thing you know, something snatches them away. Amen. But praise God, He said, you need to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty with the wherewith Christ hath made us free. The liberty of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin. And if He's made you free, praise God, you're free indeed. There's nothing can hold you, praise the Lord. Not, you don't have to be entangled with the yoke of bondage of this world. This world would like to hold you down. This world wants to hold you back. But praise God, I'm glad there's liberty in Jesus Christ. A new freedom, praise God, like we've never had before in Jesus Christ our Savior. Your Savior, my Savior. Amen. Glad for that. You say, well, preacher, what does it all mean? Praise God, it means that we become a new creature in Christ. We get a new life, a new faith. We get a new family. We get a new experience and fellowship. Praise God, we get a new freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ to live according to our faith. Today, that in the hour that we're living in, the world don't want you to do that. They don't want you to believe this book. They want you to believe what they tell you. And they want what they tell you to be the only gospel that you read. Amen. They would love to get rid of this blessed old King James Bible. Amen. They'd like to get rid of it. They'd like to shred it up. Hey, some of them old perversions, some of them old books that they say are Bibles, praise God, them's fine, them's okay. But this old blessed King James Bible, they'd like to get rid of it because, praise God, it tells them the truth and they can't stand the truth. They like to live in a lie. They like to live in darkness. But I'm glad, praise God, I can enjoy new freedom in Jesus Christ, my Savior. And because of that new freedom I have, praise God, I'm one day going to experience a new future in the Lord. In Philippians chapter number 1. Philippians chapter number 1, verse 21, the Bible says this. He said, Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Amen. Said that. He said, I like Paul said, he says, death ain't going to hold me back. Amen. Praise God. He said, death is just going to set me free. He said, for me to live is Christ. He said, and to die is gain. Why do we worry so much about dying? Death is just a portal to glory. Amen. For a child of the King. Oh, yeah. I know, brother and sister, we long live as long as we can. Amen. We want to be here with our families, our friends, our loved ones. I know that. I'm not that morbid. But praise God. Glory, hallelujah. If you think about it, what Paul says, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. But what I shall choose, I want not. For I'm in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Amen. I'd have to say amen to that. Praise God. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. Praise God. More needful for you. Amen. Even go on in Philippians chapter number 3. In verse number 20, Paul would say this. He said, for our conversation, he said, this is why it is. He said, for our conversation, our manner of living, our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, our conversation, our manner of living, our citizenship is heaven, and praise God. And said that, so therefore, henceforth, we are looking eagerly for Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Who shall change our vile body, our old deprived, sinful, amen, rebellious body, that it may be fashioned, made into a fashion like unto Him, praise God, fashioned like unto His glorious body. In other words, we'd be more like Christ then, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself. Amen. Because what Christ is able to do in you. Think about it. Amen. Our old flesh, sometimes we doubt our abilities. But let me tell you tonight, church, let me tell you, brother and sister, God bless your sweetheart, never doubt the ability of Jesus Christ, your Savior. Amen. Pray God, brother Robert, when we can't, He can. Ain't nothing impossible with God, even you. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may say, well, preacher, I'm just impossible. I don't even like myself. I argue it myself. I have a hard time myself. Praise God, that's all right. We all do. But praise God, hey, there's nothing, even that, even you, even me, ain't too hard for God. So we expect a new future, what He's going to do for us and make us into, that He can present us unto Himself. A glorious, praise God, a glorious body. One day, a relationship, praise God, with Him. A body like His, without spot or blemish. No flaws in us at all, praise God. Amen. Praise God. But he'd go on and tell us of the hope that we have. Now, hope is faith with expectation. And our expectation, Bible says, Revelation chapter 21, is in heaven. Amen. That's where I'm expecting to be when it's all said and done. I don't know how or when, but praise God, one day I'm going to end there in portals of glory and be with my Savior. Amen. Hey, praise God, I hope you are. Revelation chapter 21, Bible says, and I saw, John says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Now watch this. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. Amen. Praise to God, that most important part. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm talking about an expectation of a new future for a new creature and creation in Christ. He said, and God, now that's the one that's going to be with you and in you, going to be there. He's going to be the God of his people. He's going to dwell with his people. Who's his people? Those that's born again believers. Those that's trusting in Christ Jesus as our Savior. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. He said, God's going to get rid of all those tears, youngins. All the tears, praise God, that we've cried, all the tears that we're crying, all the tears that we're shedding for all the sadness that we face. And he said, he's going to wipe away all tears from their eyes. And he said, there shall be no more death. There's going to be no more dying. Oh, that'd be good, won't it? No more dying over there. Praise his holy name. God's going to take care of that. He's made his promises here. No more tears, no more dying. He said, neither sorrow. There's not going to be no sadness over there. Amen. Praise God. It's all just going to be glory and rejoicing and praising God and giving him praise for what he's doing. And neither sorrow, he said, nor crying. Ain't nobody going to be, if you shed a tear over there, it's going to be tears of joy. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, I don't mind those tears of joy. Praise God. I like them tears of joy. Amen. He said, neither shall there be, here, Brother Robert, here's yours. Neither shall there be any more pain. Amen. Praise God. God's going to get away of all those aches and pains that you have of a morning, you know, when you get up and you're trying to get to waddling around and you hurt all over and you're trying to figure out which spot hurts the worst or maybe which spot hurts the least so you know which foot to put down first. But he said, glory, hallelujah. When you get to heaven, there'll be no more pain. Can you imagine? Hey, I don't know about you. It seems like you get more aches and pains every day. Getting old ain't for sissies. You got to be tough. Neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. Those things that we deal with now. Now listen, they're going to be gone. Never to be remembered no more. Somebody say, remember that pain? Said, what's pain? Pain. Praise God, there ain't no pain over here. Glory, hallelujah, I'm feeling all right. Amen. Praise God, all my joints work. Praise God, I'm seeing good, I'm feeling good. Praise God in the Lord. An expectation for the future, praise God. He goes on in verse number five, and he said, he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Amen. Does that make all things new? He said, you preacher, how do you know? Because he's making us a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. A new creature, a new creation. He said, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Praise God. God says, I said it and I mean it. And I'm going to cause it to come to pass. And just as sure, praise God, as I'm creating you to become a new creature in Christ. Praise God, I'm going to be there to see it to the full. Praise the Lord. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst the fountain of the water of life freely. He said, if you'd like to live, he said, come get you a drink. the fountain of life, praise God, it's free. And it's through Jesus Christ our Savior. He said, there's a well, told a woman, well, there's a well of living waters, praise God, that's flowing. And she said, Lord, give me of this water, then I'll have not have to come draw no more. I remember the story that said that little old gal left her water, her old earthly water pot, and took that well of water, Jesus Christ, and went headed back to town. Shouting as she went, praise God, she said, I got water! I got water, praise God. And they said, bless your heart, you done lost your mind. You've been in the eggnog again, ain't you, sis? Praise God, you done left your water pot down on the well. She said, oh, I got water, praise God, the water of life. She said, come see a man that told me all that ever I did. He said, this has got to be the Messiah, the promise of God. Amen. Praise His holy name. Why? Because what happened in her? She was becoming a new creature, new creation in Christ Jesus the Lord. Praise God. It's a difference that takes place when you become a new creation in Christ. Amen. Paul said, when we become that new creation, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Praise the Lord. Everything's different now. Amen. Everything looks different. Everything feels different. Everything's act different. You say, preacher, well, what about you? I'm a little different. Amen. But I'm not what I'm going to be yet. Because I'm becoming a new creature in Christ Jesus, my Savior. New creation because of what He's done in me.